Thank you. We would have to look at which one of the Provide, you know, at least one more thing. recommend, actually, to make an informed recommendation to the Department of Social Development that educational for the child in which it enters. And I also do think that the education department has a role to play as well in terms of providing services and, you know, and working alongside the Office of Social Development to ensure that not only are we protecting, but that we provide active education services as well. So my short answer would be to make recommendations to the Department of Social Development where if you are planning crimes after an investigation at least, there is a need and to make up a business case as to why it would be beneficial to maybe add one or two more things and to select a large national to keep that considered as part of the provincial government budget.
Thank you. I think that what you understand about child trafficking, where mothers are bringing their children to the shopping center, how may you assist these children that are arrested and mothers that are not children?
Shortages of resources and logistical issues around the family violence, sexual offences, and
concerns of managing the genocide that science issues in the area of investigation of genocide science incidents. We do need to also extend outreach by using the neighborhood watch, your communities, the boots on the ground that the premier spoke about, and the investigators that he mentioned, that he said that that international artists, that they can support the initiatives in relation to assisting with safety and security in the public, assisting the police. With those investigators, would they extend to whether that science can be allowed into? So those are things that people haven't been decided on yet. If we haven't got a point of discussion, making a decision as a province as to how we are going to use it, can we use it in that capacity, can we support the SDS, and then have a listen to see whether we can extend the footprint, to communities to ensure that we have adequate resources for the investigation of these types of crimes, your genocide crimes, your sexual offences, and then also in terms of prevention aspects, how do we use our policing, our neighbourhood watch, our boots on the ground, our investigators, how do we use those resources more effectively in relation to prevention as well. When it comes to the DNA aspect, I know that is also something that's been looked at. Unfortunately, that's international competency in relation to funding and in relation to specific procedural issues that they need to follow with regards to that. If the situation is not resolved, then once again, it would be very wishful to investigate what exactly the challenges are, to highlight those challenges and to make recommendations as to how we can improve assessing the cases that are waiting for the DNA report, those DNA results, and to obviously make a recommendation to national governments that specifically and ask them to rectify that particular situation. And I think the good thing about the commission's role in being those types of interventions will be that it will be public. Parliament will be aware of it, and Parliament will be able to support the necessary governing departments and councils, because through those recommendations and through the report, stemming from the investigation by the commissioner, you will be able to highlight the negative effect that it might be having on children, either directly or indirectly.
There is a lack of baseline assessment of these children. The child I am taking has 3 months waiting list. How will you change this?
That's a difficult one, because that was created to the organization with the Department of Social Development, and funding is an issue. So the specific answer would be that it depends on the type of counseling that you are referring to. If it is lay counselling, then you would be able to potentially equip sort of more volunteers and have them sort of be available and deployed in communities where there is a shortage. If it comes to sort of more in-depth counselling, you might need psychological services, because you actually need to have recourse to court services. That makes it a little bit more difficult. So you might need the intervention of your social workers, require these people to be involved there, or you might actually need psychologists who are identified in the Department of Health in their private capacity to be able to provide those expert services to our victims. But there are a number of NGOs that are equipped to deal with counseling services. So in order to capacitate counseling services, you have to look at the whole spectrum of our services. You have to look at which organizations provide counseling. Are they accredited? I mean, there is no accreditation for counselling, but do they sort of use resources with regards to counselling and providing psychosocial care? And we have to look at, where are they operating from? Where are the gaps, in terms of services only for those counselling, or for the provision of counselling to those victims? And it's a challenge as to how do you spread those resources? Can the Department of Social Services, can they sort of use that shortfall? Or if there is services being rendered on a small scale, how do we expand those services so that more people have access or more victims have access to those services? And the only other way to capacitate the living organization. Thank you. In your view, how do we make the education system more accessible to children with special needs? Imperative on holding Instead of commissioner's position, I think we are making good strides in giving effect to the implementation of the Children's Act to the Committee of Service Departments. So I do think the commissioner's role is key in realising the implementation of the Children's Act as a legislation to implement the intent and realise the needs of the children of the country. It speaks to the commission's position, it speaks to monitoring, it speaks to investigating where children's needs and rights have been affected. And the Children's Act speaks to all of those issues. It speaks to children's social security, children at the center, it speaks to children being abused, it speaks to children in terms of adoption procedures. So the commission's responsibility would be to give effect, in my opinion, in my understanding, to the legislation, not only of the legislation that gives the commissioner the authority to do certain things, but also the responsibility within the Children's Act to ensure that that legislation is effectively implemented specifically in the province. So I think that would be how my interpretation of large what the commission's role is. It has to be about the agencies because the commission was there. Responsible for that organization to ensure that all the resources were in their usual meeting to be able to explain what the Commission's role is, what the expectations are, how the Commission will go about in terms of, you know, fulfilling that goal. And then being able to find a way to work together with them. You know, so yes, it's monitoring, but it's also about working together, you know, and I'm about ensuring that whatever they are doing, that they're doing effectively, and how even the Commission is able to support that, to offer that support and to offer that assistance. And also my accountability, and I think another of the provincial departments, I think it's really interesting, the APA, we're all really dealing with accountability. So if we're failing, tell us where we're failing, and we would like to rectify that. And that is also what is part of my engagement, that when we analyze certain instances of where provincial government has failed, it's not to make a shame and to embarrass, it's to call you out, because you have responsibility to the people that we have to take. You're failing in this area, how do you work together to be able to ensure that we get better service delivery in that particular aspect? I'm going to ask you three things in the last part that you mentioned. Okay, so some of the difficult for me to be able to respond to, I think we need to, in the engagement, and I think we need to get the guidance from all the different departments because they have different functions. And I think that is something that I would have to make a determination on. I think in terms of the staff that the commissioner's office would be allowed to have, I think we need experts in terms of monitoring tools. So I think there are a lot of sort of agencies like your Commission General Policy, they were good in terms of monitoring, so you might have engagement with them, you know, to speak, how do you assist the Commissioner in terms of implementing effective tools? You know, are they going to be the monitoring tools before to the Commissioner, or do they come, or do they help, you know, the Commissioner in a position to be able to come up with effective tools? So it's not something in my experience that I can say it would be this monitoring tool, that would be something that we would have to look at. And engagement would depend on exactly what we would need reform on and what we would need monitoring on, because SAPs have got a large portfolio, so if this is a species, I mentioned that finance aspect, you know, so the determination that one would have to make when you are appointed to that office, and I would like to see our delegation for those departments to create that awareness for the Commission's role and then to agree on that this is how we are going to hold each other accountable.
How do you manage a situation where government departments or the executive does not want to cooperate in the office of competition?
So I can only go on what the legislation guides, since I'm not in that position specifically. So I know the legislation does allow for you to serve in that investigation inquiry to call people to basically either provide information or to provide evidence in terms of whichever sort of situation you are investigating, and to be able to hold them accountable. And I know that you can actually provide special people to Parliament and also Andrew's court. So if it's something that I think as part of my role as a commission, particularly urgent to hold that particular government department responsible because they are not coming to the party, then that would be my recommendation. After I've followed the process of the legislation, hold them accountable and they report that in the future. My next report would be to maybe have a special report drawn up and then sent to Parliament, and maybe that's what you could hold them accountable. I'm not sure if you can do that. I'm speaking from the provisions of the legislation. That's specifically what I would recommend in terms of how we go about doing that. But I do think that the Commission holds a big public role, and I do think that once the Commission's role is established and once our office is established, and I think with the sort of getting the provincial governments on board and having them work together, you know, with this office, I would like to believe that we would have less of those kinds of circumstances. But I think it takes only one to really hold people accountable to not take chances. But that's the part that I would follow.
Advocate, how do you defend the integrity and how do you protect the functional independence of the Children's Commissioner and its office?
only do that through integrity and have integrity in a particular office, because you need to be transparent there to be the leader of children, because you need to be seen to be making a difference, you need to be seen to be providing effective services, you need to be seen to be making a contribution to the social government, to the benefit of the and to be seen to one of the incentives, the social office of the council, that should be held accountable, and to also hold yourself accountable in that position as a commissioner. So, it's one of those sort of access questions. And exactly. have an incentive of school to have in London certain properties that would allow kids to have the nation that they have. So those are the kinds of things that I'm trying to investigate under the circumstances. Education here would also be key. So what are the reasons that children are not going to school? Why do they not want to stay in school? Why do they not consider education being important in some of our communities? And also to look at the fact that not all children are good smart. So what are the other avenues that you have to install, like your technical skills, your computer skills, in terms of, so if you don't, if you can't sort of study, if the thing is, academia is not your forte as a child, how do you identify that to actually channel you in an area to the same speech in your particular skills as a child? So those are the kinds of things that I would like to look at. And that I think would add to a child's value of themselves. Because if you are forcing a child to be book smart, and they're not that way inclined, what are you doing to the value that they say to themselves if they keep on coming back and they're failing their tests or they're failing their classes? Because it's not something that they're particularly good at, but rather encourage them in a field that they are good at. So picking up those opportunities and also to rely our children, so they go to school, they come home, and they are being unsupervised.
Engage in engineering other than people to encourage more from this private part.
Catholic once again engaged with the thing. So I think it would be maybe sort of a bit engaged with the engagement, and then maybe to go into those communities and to talk with those NGOs in those communities to be able to see what services do they offer, what relevance do they have in that particular community, how can we improve access to the behalf movement better, either as the commissioner with them and then your government department or other agencies within those specific communities. This definitely has to be an investigation. It would have to be an investigation of
Yeah.